I'm David Brancaccio. First, as you've been hearing, a man in Washington State has been diagnosed with a potentially deadly coronavirus, the first case confirmed in the U.S. of an illness that began in China last month. It's killed at least 9 people in China, sickening more than 400 there. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on the cost of U.S. countermeasures.
The man with the virus arrived in the United States last week. That was before federal health officials began screening travelers from the central Chinese city of Wuhan at Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York's John F. Kennedy International Airports. Screening is the first containment measure offered by the Centers for Disease Control.
What CDC is doing is pretty much all we can do now.
Ogbenaya Omenka studies health sciences at Butler University. He says it's still early, but this virus doesn't seem to be spreading quickly from person to person. Emily Martin is an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan. She says the CDC has a budget for when a new sickness emerges.
And so there's always a pot of money that's kind of reserved and ready to go anytime there's a new situation.
But Martin says it's local healthcare systems that feel the pinch once one case is identified in a given region.
You get this rush of patients coming to clinics and hospitals, and that's where there's a big kind of economic impact.
Shares in pharmaceutical firms and mask makers in China have surged this week because of the outbreak. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.